Call now to get your tree questions answered by ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
So what is the tree of the month? And don't tell me the mesquite after we just spent the half of last segment bashing it.
Well, there's only a couple of trees that can actually be planted successfully in the summer, and one of those is palm trees. Palm trees do not use the existing root system when you transplant them. They have to regenerate new roots to survive. And so when the soil temperatures are nice and high is when palm trees are most active in the soil. So summer, in the heat of the summer, is a great time to transplant palms or to plant new ones. So I wanted to feature a very cool tree. There's a lot of palms which are great for our landscapes. Queen palms are not suitable really to our climate. They look beautiful, but after about 8 or 10 years, they can develop a lot of health problems.
Short-lived.
Yeah, the fan palms and the date palms are so cool. They provide vertical line in our landscape, so from an architectural standpoint, they're a great contribution. And all of a sudden, they just look great. You know, they just look more mesic, more of an oasis feel around our pools and our landscapes. But there's one palm in particular that I really like. It's a type of palm tree. It's called a Mexican blue fan palm. It's not really related species in the same species and genus as the our Californian or Mexican fan palms, but it looks similar to them. Has a fan-shaped leaf. It's a Brahia armata, and it's this Mexican blue palm, native to Baja California. Has this really cool, rather large, silvery blue leaf and frond, which are just really cool looking in the landscape. We see a lot of green fan palms all over, but this has a more of a blue look to the leaves. You'll see them and you'll recognize them in the landscape because they stand out from all the others. They're a little slower growing, but if you start with a larger specimen, you purchase one from a great nursery like Harper's and get as large a specimen as you can afford, they are great because they sit in the landscape rather than growing 2 or 3 feet a year and within a short time being above your sight line. These stay relatively small and a little shorter in stature, so you can enjoy them at that kind of head height and to that in that 15 to 20 foot range for many years, 10 or 15 years. So they're growing a lot more slowly, maybe 6 inches a year rather than 12 to 18 or more with a typical fan palm. And what is one of the characteristics that I think is amazing is they have this seed pod that emerges, and it's this floral display of these cascading seed pods that are 3 to 4 times longer than a typical fan palm. They grow way out above the canopy, then they drape down with a large mature tree. They can drape down to 12, 15 feet, this huge waterfall of flower display that stays on the tree for several months, and they're just extremely dramatic in the landscape. We just think they're way cool. We have a neighbor across the street. I took some pictures, sent them over to Jennifer, and hopefully she'll post them to your guys' website. Maybe if someone wants to see what I'm talking about with this beautiful dramatic display of this bloom, check it. Maybe even you can post it on your Facebook page. That might even be faster.
And the name of it one more time?
It's a Mexican blue fan palm.
Mexican blue fan palm.
Yeah, right. They're available at local nurseries, and they're just so cool. I just think they're one of the neatest fan palms. If you're thinking about putting one in, they would give it a little bit of room so you can enjoy the bloom. But they're so cool.
Let's get back to our callers at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Next on the line is Mark in San Manuel. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Okay, what my situation is, I have an orange tree and a lemon tree. They're young trees. They've been in the ground now for probably 2.5 years, but every time they bloom, it comes up, and you know that they're going to become an orange or whatever, but then either the wind, I don't know if it's the wind or bugs or what, but all the blooms just like disappear off the leaves or off the trees. And I don't know, is there a product that or something that like sets those blooms, makes them stay on the tree or what? Because I really don't know. I lose them all, it seems like.
Yeah, without taking a lot of time to ask a few more questions about when that happens and how it happens, if it's a young tree like that, that's not that unusual for smaller trees like that to have a limited bloom in the early years. If you realize that the bloom set and the fruit set, you know, that emerges from those blooms is an energy drain on the tree, so it could be a nutrient problem. You want to make sure that you're fertilizing regularly. Okay. In fact, August is the third of the four times that we fertilize citrus during the year. Also, it could be a water issue as well. Going back to what you had mentioned about the wind also is very critical, because if you have a big wind event right when the bloom is set in the spring, it can blow all the blossoms right off the tree. So you will have a limited amount of production. But if you have a couple of years now where you're having very limited fruit production or very little at all, sometimes trees will even put on very small little BB-shaped fruits. So the bloom has set the fruit, but sometimes even the trees will cast the fruit. We've seen that. Often that can be a nutrient deficiency. You might want to do a soil test and see if there's a nutrient deficiency that might be contributing to that.
If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. We'll be back right after the news break.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.